It's American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ. We welcome in studio. We got ANZ here, country manager Tossi. Hey, Tossi, how are you? Good to have you back.
Thank you, John. It's great to be back.
And then we have their CEO, Clark, who is also here, right?
Good morning.
How are you doing, Clark?
Fantastic. So came in last night, feeling great.
You are the, let me get you, I know you're important. You are the I'm sorry about that. You're the CEO?
Of the, yes, of the, we have a U.S. subsidiary. It's called ANZ Guam Inc. And so I am the CEO of that entity. So not the group CEO. Nope. Not by any means, not the group CEO, but the CEO of the subsidiary that serves American Samoa.
So what happens now with ANZ at American Samoa?
So this week is the last week that we will be servicing customers actively here on American Samoa. So this is the last week for customers to come in and get their money out. So Friday is going to be the day when we close the lobbies and close the doors. And what I sort of say is close the front door to customers. Because one thing we may want to clarify is after Friday, we'll still be around for a little while. So Tossi's still going to be wearing ANZ for the next maybe 6 months or so. Because it takes a little time to decommission things, archive your personal data, because we got to do a lot of work to keep all that stuff safe and secure, just like we did for the last 21 years.
Now, what happens when you do not get in there by the end of the month, that date that you mentioned? What happens to people's money if it is still there and has not yet been collected? I'm sure there's a number of like accounts that...
Yeah, there's probably about, let's call it, it's about 6,000.
Yes.
I'm one of them. Yes. I got to get in there. You guys have been calling me. I mean, it's like 150 bucks or something like that I got in this... secondary account that I've had. Yeah, so what happens to my 150 bucks?
Sure. So on Friday, after that happens, after the doors close, we'll be automatically closing all accounts.
All right.
Then we will be putting a check for whatever money was in that account, and we'll send that check to the address that we have on file. And then you're going to have 3 months to cash that check. All right? So you'll get the check in the mail at some point in time if you don't come in. Go ahead and cash that check at whatever your other banking institution, wherever you've opened up new accounts. And if you have not cashed that check by December 31st, then we'll cancel those checks. And we will transfer any unclaimed funds to the American Samoan Government Department of the Treasury. And then from next year... So if it's 23, you'll have to go to the Department of the Treasury to get your money. So we're trying to give you as much time as possible.
Plenty.
I think we've given you 6 months.
Yes.
From our first announcement that we were going to leave back in March. Now, this is the last week. Everyone come in. Please close your accounts. It's a little bit easier if you do it that way. If you don't, you'll get a check in the mail. Cash that check by December 31st. If you don't, get your money at the Department of the Treasury.
Yeah, and John, this is the best week for you to come in and get your money out. We are giving out hamburger and hot dog plates to all our customers who are coming in this week until Thursday morning. So come in while supplies last, either at Tafuna or Fangatongo branch, to get your money out.
6,000 accounts you have that have not.
Yes.
What a bunch of slackers. Myself included. are a lot of people just moved off island, or what do you think it is? Quite a few.
Have moved off island, have not been keeping in touch, or have not even had any activities on their accounts for some time. And so those are the people that were having difficulty reaching out because they have not updated their contact numbers or addresses. So we've done and did our best to reach out to everybody to come in and take their money out. And we try to make it as easy as possible. Either, go to your bank wherever in the U.S. and tell them to get into ANZ and draw out their money that's left, because that does make it easier through the ACH transfer mechanism that is available to most banks in the U.S. or write a check of the balance that's left. Give us a call. We'll confirm and do the due diligence on validating your ID, and we'll give you what your last balance or what the balance is left in your account. Just make sure any checks you have floating out there, I would please make sure either you cancel those checks if they haven't come in, or...
I don't even know if you can write a check anymore. Every vendor I've been to just says, hey, we do not take ANZ checks.
Well, you'll be surprised because there's still quite a few checks that are floating
that are
out
coming
there
in, huh?
And are coming in.
Oh, okay.
So I think a lot of it is the payroll checks. We still have companies that have yet to move their payroll accounts. So this is it. This is the last week on those payroll accounts. They should be issuing out their payroll checks from another bank after this week.
All right, so this is it. ANZ wants to give you your money back before they close up shop.
Yes, we do.
All right. Anything else, Clark?
Well, I do want to say that we actually have made quite a bit of progress. I've been quite impressed and just really want to thank our employees for the amazing work that they've done over the last 6 months. Well, over the last 21 years. What am I saying? Yeah. But they've just been diligent. They've been committed. They've been hardworking. They still are smiling. They just have so much pride in their work, and I just get so much joy
from seeing
them.
They've been working the phones, huh?
They've been working the phones. They've been working all sorts of hours. They've done a fantastic job. And just to show, we had about $200 million in deposits here. That was as of March. And as of today, I want to say it's probably under $15 million in terms of the amount of money that is left to return to the community. And so, like I said, we'll send those checks in the mail to you. You can deposit those at any bank. It's a cashier's check. It's written out on ANZ. They'll be able to get their money back. But what else we got?
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize that, you know, ANZ is a global bank. So there is no chance that on those cashier's checks that we have sending out would not be paid. It's processed through our U.S. bank systems. And we'll work with anyone who's having difficulties on those. Also want to say that our teams are out there, where they were out there this yesterday morning, and they will be out there also this morning, to give it a wave of thank you to all of our supporters throughout the community who have been with us through thick and thin in terms of all the conversions we were going through in the prior years, and the changes that we have been going through. Everyone in this community has been very supportive. And it is an honor to serve American Samoa. And I'm so proud of our team here who's done, as Clark says, have done a tremendous job in just keeping in touch with everyone in our community and our relatives, our churches, our organizations, to try to get them in to get their money out. You know, I mean, $15 million is not small change, John. I mean, I don't know why anybody wants to leave $15 million sitting around in the government somewhere. You know, well, that's just me. But please, come out. Get your money out.
Yeah. So you got till the end of the month, which is Friday, to do this.
Friday.
That's it.
Dun, loan, dun, dun. Loan customers. All right, we have plenty of loan customers.
Okay.
For loan customers, like I said, we will still be around until the end of the year. So for loan customers, continue to make the loan payments according to the promissory note, and you can make those payments via check if you send them to our Whangatongo branch, or we have a walk-up window, and that walk-up window will be open to receive loan payments and loan payments only. That's the only thing we'll be doing in that walk-up window in Whangatongo after Friday. So
will that just be regular banking business hours every day until the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So keep your credit good and just walk your payment up there if you need to. Or
walk
mail
your
it.
Payment or mail it. That's going to be your two options for now. And at some point in time over the next 3 months, we'll be able to tell loan customers how to pay it after the next 3 months. But just stick with us for a bit. There's still a little bit more to get in order. But up through the end of the year, make your loan payment via mail, sending it to the Whangatongo branch, or walk up We'll have walk-up hours.
We're also, right now, our loan department is arranging with our loan customers who have the ability to do their electronic payments through ACH again. So please come in to make arrangements for those automatic transfers on getting your loan payments into the bank.
Yep.
And go there and have a hot dog and a hamburger today.
Yes, that's right.
And get your money out. And said it's going to feed you.
Get a money and a hot
you
dog.
Your money.
Money and a hot dog, baby.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very
That's
often.
That's what we're
here.
Doing.
Well, hey, on behalf of People of American Samoa, I just want to thank ANZ for all that you guys have done. First of all, it's a great workforce that you've had. You provided many jobs for people.
Yeah.
A lot of kids have gotten their start in the workforce as an ANZ bank teller. And, you know, I've just seen them. They're all grown up and they've gone on to bigger and better things. And you've created a You've done a lot for the people of American Samoa. Thank you.
Yeah. Making lasting memories, and it's hard to say goodbye.
Yes.
It is not exactly what we wanted to be doing, but this is the best way forward, and we want to tell the people of American Samoa, thank you for your support over the last 21 years. Tell the employees how magical they are. They are fantastic. I love coming to American Samoa. Mostly to see the employees. That's my favorite thing to do.
We love you.
Oh, you're so kind.
I know. I'm going to ask you to co-sign a loan for me, actually.
Here we go.
You're a banking dude, so I know
Here
you
we go. Yeah.
Got good credit. Probably got nice.
Yeah, but
nice
I just eyeball it.
Too.
I eyeball it. Yay. Yeah. John's good for it.
All right.
And also, thank you, John and 93KHJ for being our
Joey
supporters.
And Zia and Monica and
yes,
Pam. Yeah.
Yes, and throughout the years.
It's been great working with you. I got to know you through Rotary. Working out with Floyd. He's been a great great resource. And you're going to be here. So
yes.
Yeah, Lord
yes,
willing.
We'll be here.
We'll stay in close touch. And Clark, just check your email for that credit check, all right?
Yeah.
No, thank you, Clark. And thanks for coming in and doing due diligence on these things and just letting people know, you know, kind of closing things down officially rather than cutting and run. You know, that happens to a lot of other businesses here where it's just like, hey, what happened? Oh, they left 6 months ago. So
No.
Appreciate you.
We
you
have
know,
some...
Making the trip here.
We take our obligations very seriously.
Seeing it through.
Your information is safe with us. That's why we're taking this time to properly decommission all the systems, shut down properly. So we will be here for a little while longer, but... Mm-hmm. Goodbye, American Samoa.
All right.
And goodbye, John.
Hey, I'm going to see you. I'm going to see Floyd at the gym tomorrow, Lord willing.
Yeah.
All right. Floyd, thanks for allowing Tazi to come on here. And Clark, good to see you, man. And we'll go and have a burger and a hot dog now through the end of the week because you get your money out with ANZ. And don't forget that teller window that'll be open in Whangatonga to make your loan payments through the end of the year. 93KHJ, this is Clark and Tossie, our dear friends from ANZ. We'll continue after this.